American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Absolute. Absolute. Turnover. Turnover. Retain. Retain. Composite. Composite. Fundamental. Fundamental. Deviate. Deviate. In the event of. In the event of. Wind up. Wind up.
Now listen to the paragraph.
The government of that country is an absolute or complete monarchy. The king has been in power for several years, and people do not expect him to turn over his power anytime soon. He'll probably retain his throne for a long time to come. The country has a composite government of three branches. However, these branches have very little, if any, power. Nevertheless, the country's fundamental laws are similar to ours. That is, neither one deviates from the basic laws that respect human rights. In the event of a world war, the two countries would probably wind up allies. Hopefully, though, world peace can be maintained.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Select the sentence that says about the same thing. Circle A, B, or C. Listen and write.
Number 1. How did the meeting end? Number 2. They transferred the presidency to Mr. Shane. Number 3. The speaker didn't stick to the subject. Number 4. If a heavy rain occurs, move to higher ground. Number 5. The basic rules are the same everywhere. Number 6. They kept their rights to the property. Number 7. The general had complete authority. Number 8. The drawing was made up of a number of parts.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1. How did the meeting end? Is A. Repeat. How did it wind up? Number 2, they transferred the presidency to Mr. Shane, is B. Repeat, they turned over the leadership of the organization. Number 3, the speaker didn't stick to the subject, is A. Repeat, he deviated from the subject. Number 4, if a heavy rain occurs, move to higher ground, is B. Repeat, in the event of heavy rain, move to higher ground. Number 5, the basic rules are the same everywhere, is A. Repeat, The fundamental rules are the same. Number 6, they kept their rights to the property, is C. Repeat, they retained their rights to the property. Number 7, the general had complete authority, is B. Repeat, he had absolute authority. Number 8, the drawing was made up of a number of parts, is A. Repeat, it was a composite drawing.
Now look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words.
Turned over. Turned over. Compound. Compound.
Wind. Wind.
Listen to the paragraph.
Jane was conducting an experiment at home and turned over a bottle of mild chemicals. It spilled on the floor, but didn't damage the flooring. She had used a new product on her floor. It was a cleaning compound made of two ingredients, one which made it shine, and the other which protected it from spills. All she had to do was wind a cloth around the bottle so she could handle it safely, and clean the floor with a mop. Some household products are really a help.
Now listen and answer the questions.
Number 1. What word in the article means something that consists of two or more parts? Repeat. The word compound means a combination of two or more parts. Number 2. What did the woman have to do to protect her hands? Repeat. She had to wind a cloth around the bottle. Number 3. How were the chemicals spilled? Repeat. The bottle was turned over.
Now look at figure 4. Repeat the dialogues. Speak quickly and naturally. Number 1. Repeat.
Are you going to leave now?
Yeah, I have to go downtown.
Number 2. Repeat.
I've got to study tonight.
I should have studied last night. I might have done better on the quiz.
Number 3. Repeat.
Did you ever hear from Jim last night?
I don't know. He could have called. I wasn't home.
Number 4. Repeat.
Phil has to leave. He doesn't feel well.
He ought to see a doctor.
Number 5. Repeat.
Whatever happened to Jack? We used to see him all the time.
I don't know. It must have been a year now since I've seen him. Number 6, repeat.
Why didn't you call Harry?
I woulda, but he's out of town. Now let's have a conversation. Read the part of voice B. Speak quickly and naturally. Number 1.
Are you gonna leave now?
Number 2.
I've got to study tonight.
Number 3.
Did you ever hear from Jim last night?
Number 4.
Phil has to leave. He doesn't feel well.
Number 5.
Whatever happened to Jack? We used to see him all the time.
Number 6.
Why didn't you call Harry?
Now look at figure 5. The terms in the box are terms used to express duty, obligation, or responsibility. Listen and repeat.
Number 1. Should. Number 2. Ought to. Number 3, be to. Number 4, be supposed to. Number 5, have to. Number 6, obligation. Number 7, duty. Number 8, responsibility.
Now look at the example. Listen to a cue and say the new sentence. Listen. Is to. Say the new sentence. Repeat. My job is to maintain the equipment. Now listen and say the new sentence.
Number 1. Obligation. Say the sentence. Repeat. We have an obligation to serve on juries. Number 2. Have to. Say the sentence. Repeat. How long do you have to serve in the military? Number 3. Responsibility. Say the sentence. Repeat. Is it a parent's responsibility to educate his child? Number 4. Supposed to. Say the sentence. Repeat. Bill is supposed to return the library books today. Number 5. Should. Say the sentence. Repeat. We should be on time for work. Number 6. Duty. Say the sentence. Repeat. It's our duty to defend our country. Number 7. M2. Say the sentence. Repeat. I am to report to sick call at 0700. Number 8. Ought to. Say the sentence. Repeat. We ought to control the use of natural resources.
Now look at figure 6. Listen to the article. Jot down notes in a sentence outline form. Listen and write.
Geography is the study of the Earth's surface. It may be divided into two main branches, physical geography and human geography. Physical geography deals with the description of land and water features of the Earth, such as oceans, continents, mountains, rivers, lakes, and gulfs. Physical geography maps show different climates and locations of natural resources. Human geography is the study of what humans do on land and in water. It deals with the different cultures and lifestyles of the peoples of the world. Human geography maps differ from physical geography maps. They indicate locations and kinds of crops grown in areas. In addition, they show national and other important boundaries. In summary, geography is the study of Earth as the home of present-day human beings.
Listen to the paragraphs again and complete your outline.
Geography is the study of the Earth's surface. It may be divided into two main branches, physical geography and human geography. Physical geography deals with the description of land and water features of the Earth, such as oceans, continents, mountains, rivers, lakes, and gulfs. Physical geography maps show different climates and locations of natural resources. Human geography is the study of what humans do on land and in water. It deals with the different cultures and lifestyles of the peoples of the world. Human geography maps differ from physical geography maps. They indicate locations and kinds of crops grown in areas. In addition, they show national and other important boundaries. In summary, geography is the study of Earth as the home of present-day human beings.
You can see the complete article and a sample outline on the answer page of this tape. This is the end of Tape 3C, Book 27.